بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the first ruku after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had explained the conditions of the true believers and then the open non-believers, and then in a long ruku the condition of the munafiqeen. And then the first command which the Quran Sharif has given here is an answer to a very pertinent question that should come to all of us. In fact, in these ayat of this ruku that we have read, there are three basic questions which should come to the mind of every person, and the Quran Sharif has given the answers to these questions. It is just like, for example, there is a newcomer, a stranger we meet here in the masjid anywhere, and then with our discussion we will ask, from where are you coming? That is a common question that we will ask. And as we will discuss, we will ask, why have you come? We have come to meet somebody, what work have you got, etc. And also as our discussion will carry on, we will ask, where are you going to? So those are three pertinent questions which should be logical and which should come to every human being also. Every one of us, that from where have I come? And why am I here in this world? And where am I going to from this world? Those are three questions that should come to every person, and those are more than enough to make, to grant the hidayat of a person, to correct his life, make his islah, and to understand the purpose of his life. So the first question, that from where have I come? Allah Ta'ala in this ayah said, أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, that you have come from Allah. Allah has made you. You are the product of Allah Ta'ala. Everything of yours, your whole body, your eyes, your brains, your heart, every joint, every nerve, everything of the body, Allah Ta'ala has made it. And if perhaps we are still in a little doubt that our parents made us, then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, Allah created all of those that were before you also. Your parents, forget them making you, they couldn't make themselves also. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of all mankind, did not make himself also. Neither, na'uzu billah, was anyone from a monkey, but all Allah Ta'ala has made. And in many ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah explains in detail how Allah has made this human being. So first we have to understand Allah has made us. And we are made by Allah, we belong to Allah. Therefore, committing suicide is totally haram, because our lives don't belong to ourselves. Allah gave us our lives, and He fixed the time when we came in this world, and He has fixed the time when we will live, we will leave this world. So it isn't in our hands at all. In the same way, organ transplant also is not permissible, because it does not belong to us. It belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And we cannot interfere in somebody else's property. If I go to somebody else's house, shop, and I take something from there and I give it to somebody else, nobody will accept that. Our organs, our body also don't belong to us. They belong to Allah Ta'ala. It is an amanat here, and that comes to the second question here then, why am I here? For what have I come? And that question also each one of us should ask, why have I come in this world? In these ayat, Allah answers that also, Ya ayyuhannasu ubudu rabbakum, worship your Rabb. That is the purpose why you have come here. Allah has given you all your ni'mats of your body around you, as this world, the air, the water, everything Allah has provided, everything for you. And now the purpose of yours here, and Allah has provided everything for you, is that now you worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is the very purpose. And that also in the whole Quran, over and over in different ways and different places, Allah has explained the purpose why we have come here. One place Allah says very clearly, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind, these two thaqalain, these two main creations of Allah, but for the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, وَخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Everything else in the world I've created for you, and I've created you for me, for my ibadah. For example, we have hired a person to work for us in our office, and we prepared, the whole office is prepared for him. He's given a telephone, he's given a computer, everything what is required, air conditioning, everything. And we are going to pay him a salary also. For what? That he must do our work. Now if he comes there in his office and all the time he's doing his own work, he's not doing our work at all, he's doing his own work, nobody will pay such a person. And in fact, in today's time, not that he's doing his own work also, he's busy on his cell phone with all evil things all the time, and he's doing all the wrong there. And he asks us for a wage at the end of the day, at the end of the month. That person, of course, is not entitled. Allah has created everything for us that we make his ibadat. But we are here, and generally we are just worried of our own nafs, our own desires. We know we are not concerned of the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, of fulfilling the commandments of Allah ta'ala. We are just doing everything for ourselves. So yeah, Allah has put us for a purpose, and that is for his ibadah. Where are we going to from here? That also Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains. To the destinations, and yeah, in this world, in one other aspect, we are here to cancel one of those two destinations and to keep the other reservation for us. One is, which Allah says, فَاتَّقُ النَّارُ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَ. That fire of Jahannam, fear that fire. Stay away from that fire. And the other is, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. It is the destination of Jannah. That is where we are going to. We all have to go to Jannah. Allah in His mercy may grant us all Jannah, and a life of Jannah in this world also, and the time of Maut, and in the Qabr also, and on the day of Qiyamah, and finally Allah grants us all Jannah. Otherwise, the other alternative, if you take the wrong road, it is the most terrible place, the fire of Jahannam. So Allah has made it very clear, we have come from Allah Ta'ala, we are here to obey Allah, to make His ibadat, and we are going to the Akhirat, where either it will be Jahannam, may Allah save us all, or Jannat, and may Allah grant it to us all. So these three questions, if on a daily basis also, each one of us can just think that from where have I come? And of course Allah is the one who has created me, and everything which is around me, Allah has made it. Why have I come? For the obedience and the worship and the ibadat of Allah. Where am I going to? That is one of the two places, and now I must see that I get Jahannam cancelled completely and I go to Jannat. So may Allah grant that to us, our progeny, our families, the whole Ummah. And we should all work in this direction. This is a beautiful lesson right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, which Allah has given us all. وآخر دعوانا.